Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. And as always, thank you very much for your energy exchange with us today. As you can see, we have Kathy with AK right there over here. She's going to be chatting with us. We're going to get to learn more about Kathy. And a lot of you probably have already starting to hear about her. If you haven't already, you're going to fall in love here. Okay. And she's also the founder of the Patriot Super Channel, which we got a link in there below. So we'll be talking about that shortly here. But I do want to remind you, if you're new to the channel and if you haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell, and also share these videos so you are and everybody is aware when we get great guests like Kathy out there. And remember, for those of you who need that mind, body, spirit reset, visit our friends over at HempWorks over there and see if they can do for you what they have done for us. And we hope you enjoy that experience. Thank you so much for the testimonials that you're giving to us. You guys have been really great about that. I'm really glad that people, that you all are really, wow, you're really just having those life-changing moments, right?
Well, you know what? Not only just, Jay, for the mind-body reset, but if you're looking for that energetic or spiritual flow to just, sometimes maybe you need a little something to get a kicking, or maybe it's already kicking, but you want to take it to the next level. The HempWork CBD will absolutely do that. It's really just been great. And I know Kathy also has been a big believer in it as well. And you can tell she looks phenomenal. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But thank you, everybody. And also, thank you so much for joining the Telegram channels and for submitting your questions. We're getting many questions for Gene Decode's show next week. So thank you very much. And I think we're ready to roll.
We are ready to roll, everybody. So join me, everybody, in welcoming Kathy with a K to the show. Kathy with a K, how are you?
Hi.
I am unbelievably honored to be here, for one thing. Oh. And what a journey I've been on. And you folks that I listened to after I knew something was going on, you know, and I started searching and I found you guys on YouTube. That's YouTube and Facebook. I saw you were a lot on Facebook back in June, May and June, and would always listen to your shows and was like, I woke up to the great awakening, listen to you guys, and here I am on your show now. And it just was, it's like fast forward, like time is going so fast, but it's in an incredibly positive and interesting way.
Aw, thank you so much. So, Kathy, your life is really moving at Mach speed.
It really is. It really is.
And it is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's like everything's moving forward. But physiology is moving backwards. It's a very unique.
You're getting younger, but your life is moving faster.
Everybody like is wild, isn't it?
Yeah. What is it? The curious case of Benjamin Button. I'm going backwards.
Mm-hmm. You are.
This way, but forward spiritually and consciously.
Mm-hmm. Let's get an opportunity, Kathy, if we can, to get everybody to really get to know you at that in-depth level, if that's okay with you. So, you know, your journey, your great awakening journey. So first of all, and I want to put this in perspective, and if you can help us, can you give us the definition how you have perceived your version of the great awakening from what you've learned?
The great awakening as that the world has been in captivity, spiritual captivity by darkness for thousands of years. And we have been enslaved by dark forces, by, if you will, satanic forces, dark forces, evil forces, bad people forces. And they control the entire planet. They keep us just at a spot where we can never succeed and fully know who we really are. And they keep us that way by making us have to work at a job, not being able to afford things, so you have to finance things, giving us medicine that makes us sick so that we can, it's just, that's my idea of the Great Awakening. I've found out that, you know, I am sovereign and that this these evil forces really don't have any control over us mm-hmm. whatsoever if we tell them no.
That's so true. I want to kind of go back and learn a little bit about your backstory. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, you're in the military. You're an ex-Marine. Isn't that correct?
I am a former Marine. I'm not a former Marine or an ex-Marine. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. Once a Marine, always.
Yes.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran. And, you know,
for your service.
Yes. And for everybody and all the people that have fought for liberty for this country mm-hmm. and for freedom. And that's what I'm doing now. But when I was a little girl, my mom, who was much older than me, mom and dad had me. Mom was 45, and I guess my dad was 39 or 40. They had me late in life. I was an unexpected surprise.
Wow.
And my dad had served in the Army in World War II. And my mother would always talk about her four brothers, which were my four uncles, and they were all Marines in World War II. And I was fascinated. She was very proud of her brothers and really proud of the fact that they were Marines, because Marines were just the best, you know. Mm-hmm. I would sit mesmerized and just like, and I remember asking her, and I'm just like, you know, do they have women Marines?
Oh, my gosh.
Mommy, wow. Do they have women Marines?
Huh.
And she said, you know, I think they do. And so I said, well, I want to be one of them. You know, and
so
I grew up.
You knew from very early on that that was the path you were going to take.
That was going to be. That's what I wanted for. I always thought about it. And then I would get some kind of negative something, I guess, through the years, like, you know, you don't want to do that, or for reasons I don't know. But no, you don't want to do that. And then there came a point in my life when I was like, it was like I was buffing a hospital floor, and I took care of a Catholic hospital, buffers, stripper, waxer, and all this. And I was like, and it was just like a little ticker came across the floor and it said, Marine Corps. And I was like, I'm going. I went to the recruiter that afternoon signed up. Yeah.
How old were you?
19. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, because I had my 20th birthday in boot camp, and you still had to have your parents sign for you. I'm like, I can't wait for this. And because it didn't go over real big, even though I was, but you know, fast forward, there I was in boot camp, loving everything about it. Just went through my life and I met a woman and fell in love with her. And
was she also in the military?
Yeah, she was in the Marine Corps with me. She was, wow. Yeah, we just became fast friends. And then, you know, and that was a whole nother thing, because I really wasn't, I knew from a very young age that, you know, I was attracted to women, but fought it, you know, dated guys. And, you know, that was one of the reasons I went in the Marine Corps, because I broke up with this guy that I was going to marry. Thank God. Yeah. And so I was like, but I didn't want to be gay. I didn't really want to be gay, but I couldn't fight that I was gay. And we had to hide everything. This was 1973, 74. Mm-hmm. And they put us under investigation. They put us under, you know, Naval Intelligence, NIS, and CID investigation for loving somebody. You know, and that was, you know, long story short. Oh, and you know, my middle name is gay. My name, my given birth name is Kathleen with a K, Gay Hartman. And I can remember I was just going in for a meritorious promotion. I got put up for my first meritorious, not time and grade promotion. Mm-hmm. And I was going up for Lance Corporal. And I had pressed and starched, and everything was, and you didn't want to ruin your press when you go in front of the board. You want to AJ squared away, you know?
Yeah.
And before I went in there, I got called into this other office, and I was told, they said, you need to sit down. And I was like, I'm thinking I'm going to ruin my press. You know, I can't sit down. He's like, you just need to have a seat. And they said, we want you to know that just bold right out there. You are under investigation for homosexuality. And I was like, you have no idea what went through my body and the fear and the panic and the, oh no, like that, you know, the slow motion, oh no, you know, type of a thing. And I'm like, well, so much for this meritorious promotion board. And they said, spell your name, spell your name. So I, you know, spelled Kathleen, and I went to spell gay. And instead of saying G-A-Y, right, I was so nervous. I went gay, G-A-Y. It was just a mess. It was an awful day. And ultimately, they had had a handwritten letter that I wrote in confidence to a friend of mine in Norfolk. She was a Marine and she was stationed in Norfolk, and she turned it in. She turned the letter in. She turned my letter in.
Whoa.
And yeah, for by
did
my
you ever
own
confront her?
No.
And how far, how long were you in the Marines when this occurred?
I was in my 18th month.
18th month.
And then what happened?
Well, when you're under the investigation, then I went in to go for the promotion. And when you're under investigation, they call it under the guns. When you're under investigation, everything's frozen. You can't get promoted. Nothing happens. They got to find out. I got psychological evaluations to make sure. Well, to make sure I wasn't pulling on MASH. What's that guy on MASH that tried to get out on the the gay? Okay. They wanted to make sure I wasn't trying to get out just by saying I was gay. Mm-hmm. And that type of thing. And I was like, well, there ain't no lying about this, you know. Mm-hmm. And Marilyn, too, the gal that was my girlfriend at the time, because it was a girlfriend. We didn't do marriage things in those days. I mean, she's my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it was we got told that we had to go, and we had to go through a lot of stuff. We got a lot of. We got a lot of stairs, you know. I mean, Marine Corps base, and this is 1973, 74, 75, in the early 70s. We got a lot of stairs and a lot of, you know, just cliches about, you know, women Marines. And, you know, you're either, if you're in the service, it was always the deal. You're either a slut or a lesbian. Mm-hmm. That was the way you were treated. Mm-hmm. And I had some other things happen too by some male Marines that were my bosses in certain things. And you talk about me too. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff those guys would pull and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And get away with it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I won't go through the whole thing. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. But it went the whole 360. And I had a cup of coffee, or I was getting a cup of coffee for a sergeant. And and then I had a cup of coffee, and he says, you need some sugar in that coffee? And I'm like, I don't, you know, whatever. And he says, because I have a stir stick right here. And used it and stirred it.
No kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
That kind of, and if I would have went and said anything about that,
forget it, you'd be dead.
I would have been, yeah.
Your head chopped off.
How hot was the coffee?
Holy.
I mean, yay.
That's like two moving parts there. It's like, oof, my Lord.
Maybe a guy would say that.
Well, you think about that for a hot coffee. I mean, I would never even think about it. Like, I'd be afraid.
You know what? In all these years, Jay, I never thought about
that. Didn't go through my head.
I mean,
either.
I was like, this is appalling, and I have to sit here and take it. That's what I thought about.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not minimizing what you went through. I hope you don't think that at all.
No, I don't.
I was just thinking about the stupid
master
that used that as a stick. You know?
See, now it's good. You're laughing at it. Hey, so that's good.
Of course. It is. But that's the kind of stuff you put up with.
Yeah. All right. Well, so then now you're home.
So I'm out.
How did you break this to your family?
Oh, that wasn't easy.
First of all, they didn't know you were gay, right?
Well, that happened before I got kicked out. Actually, I went home on leave and took my girlfriend with me, said I was bringing a friend home, which I was.
Yeah.
You know, to meet my parents. And long story short, my father found a letter from her signed your wife under my car seat because he was fixing it or doing something. It was a nightmare. Yeah, he called my sister Dottie, who is no longer with us, but called her, and we had just spent the day in Philly looking at everything. We went to Betsy Ross's house. We went to Little Italy in South Philly. You know, we got all the Italian cuisine. Took her to the Liberty Bell. Put her hand in the crack of the Liberty Bell because she's from Texas, and she thought, you know, she was like from Texas, and I was like, hey, you ain't got the Liberty Bell. You might have the Alamo, but you know.
You ain't got no cheesesteaks either.
That's right. And she loved them. But and so my sister called me and it was like, your dad, because he's not her dad, you know, different fathers. And she says, your dad called me, man. She says, like, I don't care. She says, whatever. I love you. But you need to figure out what you're going to, because mom doesn't know yet, but your dad knows. And I was like, got off the phone. I was like, what? What? Mm. And so I told my mother. And everything was fine until my dad asked, what do y'all do, like, sexually? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, Dad, that's none of your business. But that went rolling through my mom's head. And Marilyn was she wouldn't talk to her from that moment on until after I was getting removed from the Marine Corps. She needed to know. My dad had a stroke. I had to go home. And I took emergency leave. And my mom cornered me and she says, this is what people think. Mm-hmm. Okay. She says, who made the first move? I'm like, what? What is that? You know, I didn't say that, but I'm thinking to myself, who made the first move? And I said, I did. From that day on, Marilyn could do no wrong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because you made the first move.
Because I made the first move.
Well, that was a good answer then.
That was a good answer then.
Well, I wasn't going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie about something like that because the weekend when they found out, the whole family was called in. My niece and the guy she was with at the time rode their chopper down. And my sister was there. Dad was there. And mom made a big scene. Oh, before, when I told him I was going into the Marine Corps, we had to take mom to the hospital for palpitations. And that the day I told her I was gay, we had to take her to the hospital for palpitations. And then she came home and she sat in the living room and she said, if you're going to live like that, if you're gay, you don't love me.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm like, you know what, mom? I'm like, you're my mom and I will always love you. I will always love you, but I will not live my life for you.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
You know, and then it was the, you know, who made the first move. And so we got on through that, you know, life goes on. We try to make why did I ask Jesus to come into my heart? At 27, I asked Jesus to come into my heart.
Are you still with Marilyn at this point?
Oh, no. No, not when I asked Jesus to come into my heart. No, I can't tell you about all these different people. I have to fast forward.
Yeah.
You know, I went through some crazy, I can only say crazy lesbian shit, you know, and I don't like consider myself a lesbian because I was never born on the island of Lesbos. And I was like, it was always such a like really nasty name. It's like, oh, you're a lesbian. Like I got some kind of disease.
Right.
You know, so I always.
It almost sounds like alien.
Yeah. Alien, lesbian. It's like, I love it. And when George Carlin went and bought a pair of Caucasians, you know, like for shoes type of this, that. Anyway, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. Actually, I went through a couple of things too. I wanted to believe. I wasn't sure if God was real. Mm-hmm. And converting to Catholicism in 7th and 8th grade, I converted to Catholicism because I was not a good, because I was like misbehaving and acting up in school. And my mom decided to send me to Catholic school. And April, you know a little bit about that, you know. I remember saying prayers and looking up in the classroom at a crucifix where, you know, Jesus was still on the cross, you know. He was still being crucified.
Yep.
And I never learned about God there. I never learned about Jesus and God's love there, but I was looking for it. And I wanted to believe that God was real. And the only way that I could figure out was to, because, you know, Catholic Church always has, you know, like Our Lady of Fatima, Mary appeared to so many people on the, you know, all these different places,
all the saints,
Lady of Lourdes and Lady of so-and-so. And there was a miracle done here. And this was amazing. And so I was thinking, I wanted a miracle. You know, I need a miracle to show me about God. And, oh, I got one. But it was not the miracle I had expected. I wanted to know if God was real, because, you know, if God is real, then so is Satan. Okay. If you believe in God, then you have to believe in Satan.
Yeah.
There is not just God and no Satan.
Absolutely.
You know? You can't have one without the other. And so I do stuff like that. You know, sometimes
that's
it comes
why we love you.
And so I had some friends that had just gotten back from their honeymoon. I had sung at their wedding, went to their wedding, and they had gotten back. They went down to Florida. And in those days, I did an occasional drug or two, okay? And it depends on what it was and this and that and the other thing. Well, they had come back with what they said was mescaline. Now, I thought I had taken mescaline before, but it obviously was not. Mm-hmm. Because real mescaline is jam-packed with peyote. Okay, and peyote is taken by tribal Indians to go and see things. Well, that never happened to me before, but buddy, let me tell you what. Never anything like it.
Was don't bad? Ever,
was
yeah, bad
trip? Was it a bad trip?
Oh, it was bad. It
oh,
was
Satan. God, that Satan is like
was
the worst
everywhere.
Nightmare.
And I was
how long
was,
did it last?
Too long. It was almost 24 hours.
Oh, okay, my God.
Of ridiculousness. That, and I saw things that you can't. It was a nightmare, and I was
that's
living it. I was hallucinating like it was actually there. I saw everything. I spoke to everything.
Yeah.
It spoke to me. And it scared the living daylights out of me.
24 hours is the equivalent of like 6 months.
Like that? Oh, yeah, you never think you're coming back.
Right,
were your friends with you at that time? Were you all together, or did you kind of wander off by yourself?
Well, they got scared because, no, I made them take me to the hospital, and they they were just being my friends, you know. They were evidently having a good time, but not me, because I had asked for a sign. Okay, well, I got a sign. I didn't get the sign from the Virgin Mary. I got the sign from the living pits of hell, okay? You know, I even... This gal that I was seeing at this particular time, I said, I know why I can't leave you. I'm like, you're the devil, aren't you? And these things came all over her face. And
oh,
her
God.
Tongue was just disgusting.
Oh, no.
And she said, yes, I am.
Oh,
and
no.
Was she doing it at the same time with you?
I don't remember if she did it or not. She didn't do a lot of things like that.
Oh, my
she didn't
God.
Like the smoke pot. Well, so anyway...
Wait. So did they take you to the hospital? And then
I
what
took
happened?
Them to the hospital, and I was just I told them somebody slipped me a Mickey. I told them I was out in a bar somewhere, and because I didn't want them to get in trouble,
right?
You know, of course you do things and you just lie and you whatever to save your ass is basically what you're doing and save other people's ass. And I still wasn't right, but they said, you know, she'll be fine. Oh, one of my little gay boyfriends. was working there. I mean, he was an EMT, and he was bringing somebody in, and I think I outed him right there. I'm like, "Hey, Ronnie, how you doing? Are you going to a drag show tonight?" or something like that. And Ronnie's just like pushing a stretcher, like, "Jesus, you know, what is going on?" It was a mess. A mess.
How did you come down from it?
It just eventually wore off, but I knew.
So they didn't give you anything?
No.
And they kept you in a hospital room? That's like the worst place in the world to be.
No, they didn't keep me. They let me go home in a taxi.
They did? How long did they observe you for?
Probably maybe an hour or two. It wasn't long because it was still dark. It was still nighttime. It was like early in the morning, like maybe 1, 2, or 3. And I drove home and I thought that would never end. Because right. The taxi cab driver kept his head, would keep rolling off on the seat. He had a bald head and his head would roll off the seat.
Jesus.
And the same exit, because I remember it was Remount Road, just kept going, Remount Road. It was like, I'm just never going to get off of this, you know. But to make it go a little bit faster is I really was searching for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Jesus was real, so I asked Jesus to come in my heart. A lot of people, a lot of times, would say, "Why don't you just ask Jesus to come? You know, why don't you accept Jesus?" And I thought to myself, "Well, I never rejected Jesus."
Wait, can I go back a second? So when you were having this awful trip, mm-hmm. did you ever call upon Jesus at that point?
I may have. It's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I had to go through this, mm-hmm. and I started wondering about all kinds of things during that trip. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't sure who was who, what was up. I didn't even know about Revelation and the Mark of the Beast and 666. I knew nothing of that. And then I started seeing these movies and the afterthought, and I was like, you know, I'm like, something ain't right here, you know, and I just wanted to get my act together. And I found out that, you know, Jesus really wasn't an ogre, and the creator was I was scared to death of God.
How did you know from your perspective, Kathy, how did you know when you said to us that I know that Jesus is real? So how did you know that Jesus is real?
It's just a feeling.
Okay. So that you went
it's
with
a
your
feeling
body.
In your, it's a feeling in your heart. It really is a feeling in your heart.
So you go through the trip and now you back to asking for Jesus?
Yeah, well, it's not like the same day or anything.
Right.
I had a journey to go through there, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you question why you were shown that when you were looking for Jesus or on the search or looking for a sign or some sort of miracle? Did you question anything about why did you show me this?
No, I just knew I was shown it for a purpose. Like, yes, I'm real. And this is what happens to people. You know, this is a bad place. Mm-hmm. There's evil stuff that goes on here. It was a lot deeper than all that, too, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, I just was aware that Satan was real. And I never wanted to go there. I wanted to go to heaven. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to have any parts of it. And I started searching to find out what I needed to do that. And I got my answer.
After you had that experience, you know, with the hallucinations and getting to see the dark side, if you would, how did life for you change instantly, or did you transition into a different way of thinking? So what happened next?
Well, and you know, I was singing and playing music too. I mean, that's the only thing I did for a living in those days. It was great fun. But
you were able to make a living as a musician back then?
Oh yeah. Let me tell you what I did. This is what I did. I got up, I went to the beach. You know, I go to the beach till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd come home, get showered and changed, I'd load up, I'd go play a happy hour at a local hotel, you know, lounge or whatever. And then I'd do the happy hour, say it was from 5 to 8, like a Howard Johnson or mm-hmm. something like that. And then I'd pack up and then I'd go do a gig someplace else, or I'd do a late night gig. And then there were some times that I was booked through places when, and I would play out at Kiowa and Seabrook Island. And, I've actually been flown to a couple places by, this is back in the day now, but Owens Corning had me at all their events. And when they met me and I entertained and played music for them as they were scheduled here, and then they're like, we would like for you to come to Florida. I went to Ponte Vedra.
Cool.
Yeah. And they put me up in my own place. One time they said, I'm sorry, we can't get a limo for you. Do you mind terribly if we rent you a car? And I'm like, no, not at all. You know, I'll just have to do without the limo today. You know? That type of thing. So I was doing, awesome. Playing a lot of music and having a lot of fun. And then, you know, it was just like, well, and then I'd go to church with these people and then there it was like, you know, you're gay. That's not good. So I tried to be straight really hard. I tried so hard.
Did anybody try to pray the gay out of you?
Yes. And I asked for it.
Did you?
I asked for deliverance. Wow. Okay. And I went to the point of, so now let's fast forward it as to where I'm in church now. And I'm dating a guy that is in the Air Force, and I am so, you know, here I always said, I didn't hide that I was formerly gay, you know. I mean, I used to be gay, like almost used to be, but, and maybe still a little bit, I don't know. Working on that, it was a slow process and it never took. So I taught at a private Christian school. I had K through 12. I taught arts and crafts. I taught music. I was the PE teacher. I taught them Bible, and while I was teaching them Bible, I was learning Bible too, and I absolutely loved it. Loved doing all these things. I would go on dates with my gay guy friends, and we would pose as a happy couple, you know, when we didn't. But then I met this fella, and I was like, you know, I don't know what we're gonna do, and I married this guy.
You know? Wow.
I married a guy, and that didn't take. It just wasn't working. But it was a cover up because I was teaching school, and I think 3 years with these people. I forgot all about this letter. I got a letter, and it was put in my mailbox. My teacher's mailbox in the school. And there was no postmark, but you can see.
Like, what is it?
Looks like a back of a check.
Yeah, it does. Well, it says, here's the thing. It says, First Assembly of God.
Okay.
Because that's where I was teaching, at Evangel Christian School. And then, this is my favorite part. We're your kind of people. So that's what this letter came in. Now, I almost blew away this morning when I first read it, because there's so many wrong things in this letter. Okay. And it was, Dear Miss Hartman, dated August 22nd, 1985, by a real typewriter. You know, like, yeah. A real typewriter. All right.
Yeah.
Dear Miss Hartman, it is with much regret that we feel that we must write this letter to you. You must forgive us for not being able to face you and present this matter to you face to face. It is with much difficulty that we write of such a personal problem, but we feel that it must be taken into consideration. In seeking the Lord, we feel that your private lifestyle and personal sex preference is something between you and the Lord. We feel that this is a problem that has persisted you in your life for several years, and one that you have tried to conquer. Our prayers are with you that you will seek deliverance from homosexuality. Okay, and I'm like, this isn't good. You know, I get a letter like this. I'm a teacher, and my heart is pounding. We have been aware of your problem for the past 2 years. It was our prayer that you were not practicing a homosexual lifestyle after Gwen's leaving and during your marriage. We truly have prayed for your salvation and deliverance. As we have prayed for the truth to be revealed, it is certain that you are now living in a sinful relationship which the church cannot condone.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
Through the summer, we have prayed that you would be delivered from this sin and find a new job.
That's crazy.
And then in the same paragraph right after, this prayer has not yet been answered. You know, in other words, she's coming back to school. Okay. So we continue to pray for you with a true Christian love. However, we can no longer remain quiet as the school year opens. The position of teacher and minister of our young people in Bible study cannot be filled by homosexual.
Mm.
All right. With this letter, we are quietly asking you to resign and seek ministry of those who are capable of counseling with your problem through deliverance.
Mm.
Wow.
Only we few concerned parents are aware of the lifestyle that you and your roommate, what did you come peep in my window?
Exactly.
Only that you and your roommate now practice. We have not gone to Pastor Wilson or the principal at the present time. However, we feel that unless you are willing to resign from the faculty of Evangel Christian School, we must take up the issue with the pastor and the elders of the church. And then the last, with the deepest prayers and concerns, we want you to know that you are loved. Our actions are in response to the best considerations and welfare of our children who attend Evangel Christian and who must be taught under committed Christians free from the bonds of Satan. Satan, there it is. Please realize the love in this letter. Are you kidding me? I would hate to see it if they hated me. It is such a love that requires us to want to remain anonymous as we continue to pray for you and want you to remain in worship with us. Oh, yeah, stick around and pray with us in church. Yeah, I want to really do that with you folks.
Mm.
Please consider a quick and quiet resignation before the school year begins. He came to set the captives free, concerned parents of the children of Evangel Christian School.
What did you do then?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Did you resign?
I'll tell you, I think I did, but I don't even remember. I'm like, well, how did that end? Because I had forgotten all about this letter completely until I was thinking about just things and why I wrote the song Pride Wide Open, because, you know, and then one day they told me that you're not allowed in here in the Marine Corps. And then one day my church told me a born again soul can't be queer, you know, and it was because they actually did. Mm-hmm. I didn't make that up. They typed me a letter and said.
And you wrote a song called Pride Wide Open?
Pride Wide Open. And spelled P-R-I-D-E, Pride Wide Open.
Pride Wide Open, okay.
It tells the story of, it tells my story about when I was a little girl till then. But it doesn't tell you anything about from then to now, which is the best part.
Can you play us some of that Pride Wide Open?
Yeah, I won't play the whole thing. It's a pretty long song, and I'm going to have to take these out.
Okay.
I won't be able to hear you.
You should put on the full screen.
And if the sound is good with the guitar, just go like this.
Okay. It's
when I was just a little girl, my mom told me all that she knew about her four brothers, my four uncles, all Marines in World War II.
pride that she felt, well, it rubbed off on me. And I knew deep down inside, I wanted to be a U.S. Marine, and I would not be denied. I grew up and off I went to fulfill my lifelong dream. I was so proud to serve my country as a United States Marine until the day that they told me, you're not allowed in here. So pack your bags, girl, and hit the road. A U.S. Marine can't be queer. I tried to get on with the rest of my life, not knowing just what to do. And asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. God's mercy and love saw me through. And then one day my church told me, you are not welcome in here. So pack your bags, girl, and hit the road. A born-again soul can't be queer. I felt all alone, no pride and no home, all my hopes and dreams just blown away. So hard to fall, I thought I lost it all, simply because I am gay. But it wasn't Jesus who sent me packing. Jesus walks with me every day. I know my God loves me because my God made me. No matter what narrow minds say, but I have to remember forgiveness, practice it my whole life through. I'm here to tell you I'm finally happy, and I want you to be happy too.
And that's a very short version.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's really, really beautiful. God,
thank you so bless much. You.
That's nice. Aww. That's really, really good.
Thank you. You have an amazing voice.
Yeah, you got an amazing voice. You got a great skill there, young lady. And so listen, we're getting down to the close of the show here, and I just want to get a couple more things in with you, Kathy, if I may. So a couple of things is, what advice would you give now to young women, young men that are actually trying to really break through that you feel like you could have done different as far as that are same sex, gay, lesbian, whatever you want to call it? What advice would you give them now as far as them being able to just break free and live in their world?
God loves you just the way you are. God created you the way you are. And anything that somebody tells you is just a lie. It's a lie from the pits of hell, because the dark forces want us miserable. They want us sad. They want us living in a 3D negativity, and that we can't, they don't want us to know who we really are, because we are so much more powerful than the dark forces and the dark energy. And so you know, everybody has their own story and their own journey and their own circumstances, but God loves you, and God made you just the way you are, and you love yourself. Don't spend nights crying and wanting to change, and don't don't take your life. Because I know a lot of people took their life over this. When I was with Julia Treat, after the live show, we talked afterward, and a guy came through that I knew in the Marine Corps. And she asked me, do you see hawks? And I'm like, I see hawks all the time. And she said, well, he's one of you have a lot of spirit guides, and he's your hawks. And when you see him, that's this gentleman that I knew, or he knew me, and he knew of my situation and the pain and the suffering that I, you know, and he was actually a gay guy that, and he was explaining this to me through Julia. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? And that, I was blown away, and that he took his life because he couldn't face it. He couldn't face it. And now he is with me, supporting me on my journey. And he's so happy that I need to be doing. He said that I'm doing that he wished he could have done, but now he's here to help me.
Aww.
Good for you.
And but there's so much more to me than gay pride and, you know,
waving there really is.
Oh, God.
Rainbow flag.
There is so much more to you than that.
Oh,
I appreciate
no
this getting to know you at this level. Mm-hmm. But I do want to encourage people, because we have a link down at the bottom there, everybody. It's called the Patriot Super Channel with Kathy's email. So Kathy's actually part of the Super Channel, both the Quantum and Collective Super Channel. And we wanted everybody to really get to know who this person is and just get a vibe for her. So we encourage you to check her out at the Quantum and Collective, or it's Kathy with a K there. That's her show. So you can really find out more about her. As she said, there is much more to
her. She's on every morning.
Yep.
She's got the best short videos.
But she's also went ahead and actually just really stepped up and actually has created her own super channel, which is really going to be about for other patriots, the Patriot Super Channel, or other people that you feel like you align with Kathy's vision, for you to possibly join that. So just, we put her email there, dixiechick53@gmail.com. We put her email there. So if you're inquiring about maybe wanting to get your voice heard, Kathy's got a great channel that she's in the process of setting up, which we're definitely going to support on that.
We're all about patriotism over there. We're about taking this country back, and we're not waiting for a savior.
Yeah,
we're real patriots. We're going to be arm in arm over there. We're taking, because I ain't got time. I ain't got time to wait to see who's coming. We're going to be real patriots doing real. We're not going to be talking patriots. We're going to be acting patriots. You know, all of us are Braveheart. And that's what we're doing at the Patriot Channel. So
absolutely. Come
on. I love it. And also, too, as you can tell, that she is a very, very accomplished musician. So if you would like to find out how you can get copies of your music, right?
Yeah, I forgot to give you the damn. Didn't I give you the I didn't give you the address. 7075 Cross County Road.
No, the P.O. Box.
The P.O. Box.
Yeah,
right?
But it's on Cross County Road.
Well, if you know what, you could always send Kathy an email and she'll give you the
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
You can do that. So check it out, everybody. Check out Kathy with a K, and it is an amazing person there. She's got an amazing show. Check out her CD works there.
And that song is on it. Pride Wide Open is on
nice.
This. Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Kathy, I could say to you, it's just really, truly an honor to know you. You know, it's just great. I mean, we just love your style. We just love your vibe. And, you know, just what you do to contribute to humanity is just, God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. And, please, you as well. And here I am on Spiritual Raw. Who'd have thought that? When somebody would have told me that, I was like.
That's what I said last year when we started.
Yeah. Amazing. Look at, and it's fast forward. The time is short.
Yeah. So it's all
moving fast.
Yes, it is. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy, for being here
thank
with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for having us in your home. We hope you enjoyed meeting Kathy with K. Just check her out there. We got her links for you there. And thank you again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.